The objective measures of user performance shown earlier provide quantitative data such as the time taken to do something in seconds and the number of events such as task errors and talking interruptions. Quantitative data has the property that the ratio is known between any two intervals. For example, we know that 10 seconds is twice as long as 5 seconds and 8 errors are 4 times more than 2 errors. The mathematical property of a known ratio between any two intervals enables arithmetic such as the calculation of an average value, standard deviation, and correlation coefficient. Qualitative measures are categorical rather than numerical. The categories may have no order between them, such as whether people are left or right-handed, or the categories may have rank order relations, such as bad, poor, fair, good, and excellent. When categories have rank order relations, the measures are often called ordinal data. Conclusions about the distance between the scale positions cannot be made. For example, we cannot necessarily assume that the distance between poor and fair is the same as between fair and good. The Moss quality scale, shown on the left of the figure, is an ordinal qualitative scale and not a quantitative scale. Even if the five scale positions of bad, poor, fair, good, and excellent are numbered from 1 to 5 or from 0 to 100, the numbers may not accurately reflect the distance between the scale positions, so it may be invalid to calculate statistics such as the mean, standard deviation, and correlation coefficient. A subjective rating scale with quantitative properties can be achieved by using a label-free scale or by using a label at each end of the scale. This is illustrated here on the right of the figure. The actual choice of scale may depend on many aspects of a particular user test and also deliberate attempts to reduce possible errors and biases from user test participants.